Hi. Welcome to the fourth part of Data Analyst Interview Questions and Answers. Let's guide you through the most popular data analyst interview questions and answers to help you prepare for the interview. Question 61. How would you handle conflicting priorities or tight deadlines in your work as a data analyst? Answer. When facing conflicting priorities or tight deadlines, I would prioritize tasks based on their importance and impact. I would communicate with stakeholders and managers to manage expectations and ensure clarity on project requirements. Additionally, I would break down complex tasks into smaller, manageable steps and utilize time management techniques to maximize efficiency. Question 62. Can you explain the concept of hypothesis testing? Answer. Hypothesis testing is a statistical method useful for making inferences about a population looking at the sample data. It involves formulating a null hypothesis, H0, and an alternative hypothesis, HA, collecting data, and conducting statistical tests to determine the likelihood of accepting or rejecting the null hypothesis. The results of hypothesis testing provide evidence for or against a proposed claim or hypothesis. Question 63. Explain the concept of dimensionality reduction. Answer. Dimensionality reduction is the method of reducing the number of features or variables in a dataset while keeping its important structure and patterns intact. It is commonly used in machine learning and data analysis to address the curse of dimensionality and improve model performance. Techniques like principal component analysis, PCA, and T-distributed stochastic neighbor embedding, TSNE, are often used for dimensionality reduction. Question 64. What is data normalization, and why is its importance? Answer. Data normalization is a process where data is transformed to a common scale or range to remove biases caused by different units or scales. It is important because it ensures that variables with different magnitudes do not dominate the analysis. Normalized data allows for fair comparisons and prevents issues like numerical instability or inappropriate weightage in machine learning models. Question 65. How do you ensure the quality and integrity of data during the analysis process? Answer. The following practices ensure data quality and integrity. Perform data validation and verification to identify and correct errors. Implement data cleansing techniques to handle missing or inconsistent values. Document data sources, transformations, and any changes made during the analysis. Conduct data audits and reconciliation to ensure accuracy and consistency. Regularly monitor data quality metrics and take corrective actions when necessary. Question 66. How would you communicate complex data analysis findings to non-technical stakeholders? Answer. When communicating complex data analysis findings to non-technical stakeholders, use clear and concise language, avoiding technical jargon. Focus on the key insights and actionable recommendations. Utilize visualizations and charts to present the data in an easily understandable format. Provide real-life examples or stories to illustrate the findings. Encourage questions and facilitate discussions to ensure a mutual understanding. Question 67. What are some data privacy and security considerations in data analysis? Answer. Data privacy and security considerations in data analysis include ensuring compliance with data protection regulations, for example, GDPR, CCPA. Protecting sensitive or personally identifiable information, P, through anonymization or encryption techniques. Implementing access controls and user authentication mechanisms to prevent unauthorized data access. Regularly monitoring and auditing data access and usage to detect any potential breaches. Safely disposing of data that is no longer needed, following appropriate data retention policies. Question 68. What can you do to stay updated with the latest trends and developments in data analysis? Answer. Things one can do to stay updated with the latest trends and developments in data analysis. Read industry publications, blogs, and research papers. Participate in online communities, forums, and data science competitions. Attend conferences, webinars, and workshops related to data analysis. Take online courses or certifications to acquire new skills and knowledge. Engage in personal projects or experiments to explore new techniques or tools. Question 69. How to handle data discrepancies or inconsistencies in different data sources? Answer. To deal with data discrepancies or inconsistencies in different data sources, identify the source of the discrepancies and evaluate the impact on the analysis. Communicate with data providers or stakeholders to clarify any discrepancies or resolve inconsistencies. Implement data reconciliation techniques to ensure consistency across sources. Apply data transformation or standardization methods to align data from different sources. Document any adjustments or assumptions made during the analysis to maintain transparency. Question 70. How do you ensure data confidentiality and ethics in your work as a data analyst? Answer. To ensure data confidentiality and ethics. Adhere to data protection and privacy regulations, handling sensitive data with care. Anonymize or encrypt personally identifiable information, PII, when required. Use data only for legitimate purposes and within the defined scope of the analysis. Obtain appropriate permissions and consents when working with personal or sensitive data. Maintain the confidentiality of data sources and avoid sharing confidential information without proper authorization. Question 71. How do you handle working with incomplete or messy datasets? Answer. When working with incomplete or messy datasets, I typically follow these steps. Assess the extent and nature of missing or messy data. Decide on an appropriate approach to handle missing values, for example, imputation, deletion, based on the data and analysis objectives. Use data cleaning techniques to address inconsistent or erroneous values. Document any data cleaning or imputation methods applied to maintain transparency. Be cautious about the potential impact of missing or messy data on the analysis and interpretations, and communicate it to stakeholders. Question 72. How would you handle data imbalances in a classification problem? Answer. When dealing with data imbalances in a classification problem, consider following approaches. Resampling techniques like oversampling the minority class or undersampling the majority class to balance the dataset. Utilizing algorithms specifically designed for imbalanced data, such as SMOT, Synthetic Minority Oversampling Technique, or ADASYN, Adaptive Synthetic Sampling. Modifying the classification threshold or using different evaluation metrics that are more suitable for imbalanced data, such as precision, recall, or F1 score. Applying ensemble techniques like bagging or boosting to improve the performance of the classifier on the minority class. Question 73. How do you determine which variables are important in a predictive model? Answer. To determine the significance of variables in a predictive model, the following techniques can be employed. Feature selection methods like forward selection, backward elimination, or recursive feature elimination. Assessing variable importance based on statistical measures like p-values, coefficients, or information gain. Utilizing machine learning algorithms that inherently provide feature importance scores, such as random forests or gradient boosting. Conducting exploratory data analysis and domain knowledge to understand the relevance and impact of variables on the outcome. Question 74. Explain the concept of outlier detection and its significance. Answer. Outlier detection is the process to identify observations in a dataset that considerably deviate from the expected or normal behavior. Outliers can indicate data errors, rare events, or anomalies that require further investigation. Detecting outliers is important because they can distort analysis results, affect statistical measures, or provide valuable insights about unusual patterns or behaviors within the data. Question 75. Can you describe the process of designing and implementing a database for a data analysis project? Answer. The following steps help in designing and implementing a database for a data analysis project. Define the data requirements and structure based on the project objectives. Identify the entities, attributes, and relationships to create an appropriate database schema. Select a suitable database management system, for example, MySQL, PostgreSQL, and create the necessary tables and indexes. Import or load the data into the database, ensuring data integrity and consistency. Optimize the database performance through indexing, partitioning, or other relevant techniques. Test and validate the database by executing queries, verifying results, and ensuring scalability and reliability. Question 76. How do you handle multicollinearity in a regression analysis? Answer. Multicollinearity happens when independent variables in a regression model are highly correlated with each other, which can cause issues in interpreting the coefficients and undermine the model's stability. To handle multicollinearity, assess the correlation matrix and identify highly correlated variables. Remove one of the correlated variables or combine them using techniques like principal component analysis, PCA, or factor analysis. Regularize the regression model using techniques like ridge regression or lasso regression, which can reduce the impact of multicollinearity. Collect additional data or engineer new features to reduce the correlation among variables. Question 77. What do you mean by LOD in Tableau? Answer. LOD in Tableau means level of detail. This expression is used to perform complex queries concerning many dimensions at the level of data sourcing. LOD expression helps find duplicate values, create bins on aggregated data, and synchronize chart axes. Question 78. How do you assess the reliability and accuracy of data sources? Answer. To assess the reliability and accuracy of data sources, consider these factors. Evaluate the reputation and credibility of the data sources or providers. Verify the data against external or independent sources to ensure consistency. Perform data quality checks and validation to recognize any errors or inconsistencies. Assess the completeness and comprehensiveness of the data in relation to the analysis objectives. Consider the data collection methodology and potential biases or limitations associated with it. 79. Differentiate between correlation and causation. Answer. Correlation measures the statistical relationship or association between two variables. It indicates how changes in one variable are related to changes in another. However, correlation does not imply causation. Causation implies a cause and effect relationship, where changes in one variable directly leads to changes in another. Establishing causation requires further evidence, such as experimental design, controlled studies, or a deep understanding of the underlying mechanisms. Question 80. How would you approach feature engineering in a machine learning project? Answer. When approaching feature engineering in a machine learning project, analyze the domain and problem to identify relevant features. Transform variables or create new features to capture important information or patterns. Handle missing values or outliers through appropriate techniques. Scale or normalize features to ensure they are on a similar scale. Apply dimensionality reduction techniques if necessary. Iterate and experiment with different feature combinations or transformations to improve model performance. Thank you for listening to our podcast.